This is Solidarity News on Radio Labour.
This is a Radio Labour special report recorded on September 25th, 2017. I'm Mark Belanger. As NAFTA, the North American Free Trade Agreement, is being negotiated, the Canadian labor movement is using the opportunity to win better wages and conditions in the three countries involved, Canada, the U.S., and Mexico. One of its demands, supported by the Canadian government, is that the U.S. stop using so-called right-to-work laws to inhibit unionization. These laws allow employees to opt out of paying union dues while still getting the benefits of union rates prevalent in the workplace or industry. Meanwhile, Canadian unionists are also calling for higher labor standards and wages in Mexico. All this comes as 2,800 workers are on strike at a General Motors auto plant in Ingersoll, Ontario, called CAMI. The workers are striking mainly for better job security and future investment in the plant. The union representing the workers is Unifor, Canada's largest private sector union. It represents about 24,000 members in the auto industry. Jerry Diaz, the president of Unifor, says the CAMI strike is a poster child example of what is wrong with NAFTA.
There's no question it is a poster child. The CAMI GM facilities in Ingersoll is the most productive plant in the world. They build more cars with less people. They win all of the awards, better than any German automaker, Italian. You can walk right through it. It's the best. And we have 600 members have lost their jobs. Why? Because the company moved the train to Mexico, where they're going to pay their employees $2 an hour. So even when you're the best, it doesn't matter when your trading partner is paying $2 an hour. Minimum wage in Mexico, 65 cents. So this is the poster child for what goes wrong in trade deals when you don't include labor rights, free collective bargaining. The Mexican government and NAFTA is determined to keep their citizens, if you can believe it, continue to be exploited, which makes absolutely no sense. So NAFTA, CAMI, it's all intertwined because, like I said, it is absolutely the poster child for what's wrong with the deal. We have to fix what has been a colossal disaster. Canada's lost about 500,000 manufacturing jobs. We're going to continue to lose more. Canada's lost four auto plants, about more than 50% of our auto industry. The United States has lost 10 plants. They've opened eight in Mexico. They're opening two more. BMW is opening a plant in Mexico. We're going to pay people $1.10 an hour. So clearly the whole issue of free collective bargaining, labor rights, labor standards. Mexican workers don't enjoy living in poverty, candidly. They work just as hard as we do, and they deserve an equal standard of living. So I believe, and I'm stressing very strenuously, that Canada ought not to sign a deal that doesn't fix what is a glaring omission. Trump is crazy as he is, and that's another subject altogether. But when he says that NAFTA has been a colossal disaster and a disaster for American workers, he's right, because the same is held true here in Canada. Look, if it's a race to the bottom, well then, you know, Canadians are going to have to decide whether or not we think our minimum wage should be 65 cents an hour or we'll make $2 an hour. So that doesn't make any sense. I mean, ultimately, it really shouldn't be a race to the bottom. Canada and the United States have, you know, middle-class jobs, so we have decent manufacturing jobs, but we're losing them. Why? Because it's clear that why we're losing it. Mexico, 65 cents an hour, $2 an hour working in an auto plant. Think about it.
Mr. Diaz showed his support for workers in Mexico recently by attending a rally of auto workers in the country.
I'm here today in support of the Mexican workers' fight for good-paying jobs. The reality is Mexican workers have absolutely been left behind with NAFTA. Canadian workers and American workers, we lost a lot of jobs, but the Mexican workers were never compensated for the jobs that they gave. So think about it. They've opened 10 assembly plants here in Mexico. Two more are going to be open, and the workers can't even afford to buy the cars that they built. So today's discussion is really about how do we help raise all workers' standard of living. And as long as Mexican workers minimum wage is 90 cents an hour, there's going to be problems in all three countries.
Now, full disclosure, all Radio Labor's reporters are members of Unifor. And that's it. International labor news you can use. I'm Mark Belanger. Thank you for listening. And remember, it's all about global solidarity.